Aurora Energy Solutions General Manager Chad Schumacher says the company will get to work on the building that'll house the firewood kiln soon after the first truckload of equipment arrives.
We're looking at having it show up immediately after the 4th of July holiday.
Schumacher says the goal is to get the kiln up and operational so the company can begin drying firewood in September.
We're going to get pretty aggressive with that construction schedule so that we are fully erected on that system before the end of August.
That should give Aurora Energy Solutions about 3 months to dry as much wood as possible before the plant that produces heat for the kiln will have to divert that steam back into the district heating system that warms most of downtown. Starting next year, company officials plan to dry firewood from April through November when the demand for district heat is lowest.
During their non-peak heating months, that's when we really want to target the most use on this kiln.
Company President Rob Brown says that'll require the Chena power plant to burn a bit more coal over those warm months to heat the kiln. He says his company hasn't figured out exactly how much more coal will be burned over those months, but he reckons it'll be less than 1%.
There's so many variables. It's going to be really hard for us to really pinpoint and say, well, this is how much more coal we're burning because of this.
The Chena plant began operating in 1954, and it burns about 210,000 tons of coal per year. 1% of that amount comes to about 2,100, so based on Brown's estimate, the kiln will require burning an additional 2,100 tons of coal annually. Brown says the 27.5 megawatt plant will be adjusted to produce more steam during the months the kiln is operating and less electricity, but he doesn't expect that'll cause any problems.
You know, it is a big deal for the power plant to have another district heat customer. It's not so large that it's going to swing us around from a power production or district heat standpoint.
The Chena plant is owned by Aurora Energy, which, like Aurora Energy Solutions, is owned by Usabelli Investments, which is a subsidiary of the Usabelli coal mine, all of which are likely to gain economically from the firewood kiln. But Brown, a former vice president with Usabelli Coal Mine, says the goal is to produce drier firewood through efficient use of the plant's resources.
I see this helping the power plant just be a little more efficient, being able to get the most use out of that steam.
Schumacher says the kiln will boost wood stove efficiency because consumers won't have to burn as much firewood, which will save them money and reduce emissions of pollutants that foul the Fairbanks area's air quality.
That's not just an emissions or an air quality advantage. It's a cost savings advantage.
But there's an environmental downside to burning those additional 2,100 tons of coal to run the firewood kiln, and that is the climate-changing greenhouse gases the Chena power plant will produce to run the kiln. Local air quality advocate Jimmy Fox agrees it'll help reduce the Fairbanks area's air pollution, but he says that benefit will be limited if the kiln-dried firewood is available only to those who can afford it.
The idea of providing discounts or even free firewood to folks that are facing challenges in paying their bills, I think something that ought to be considered.
Fox is a member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Sustainability Commission, and he says the kiln is a great idea. But he says it'll take more than that to solve the persistent air quality problem, like programs that help area residents better insulate their homes.
The community needs to think hard about this because we're looking at a mandatory 5% reduction plan here very soon.
Fox says disadvantaged residents who must heat their homes with wood because it's a cheaper fuel will be hard-pressed to comply with stricter state measures. And he says they likely won't be able to afford kiln-dried firewood, so he says state or federal assistance should be made available to help them.
Removing a barrier to getting dry firewood into the hands of people that need it most seems like the right thing to do.
Schumacher says Aurora Energy Solutions hasn't yet set the price for its kiln-dried firewood, but he says the company will before it begins selling the wood this fall. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.